Well, left-hander Danny Coombs, who took over for Jay Dahl, is going to be lifted right away. That'll be all for Danny as he comes out, as Joe Horner continues to loosen for the Colt 45s down the left field line. Johnny Weekly is going to bat for Coombs. And then we'll go topside to Sonny Jackson and Joe Morgan, with the Mets leading it here by a score of 8-0. Weekly is an old man in this game. He is 26 years old, a little bit over 26. Second year with a Colt 45, 6-footer, 200 pounds, out of New Orleans, where he was born, but he makes his home now in Pittsburgh, California. Weekly, a right-handed batter, takes a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Oh, both Dahl and Coombs. A lot of trouble tonight, as New York is well out in front. Ball two, 2-0, 2-0 on Johnny Weekly. Batting for Danny Coombs. Left-hander Al Jackson has given up three hits, hasn't walked anyone, and has struck out two batters. Ball three, low outside, 3-0 to Weekly. Three balls, no strikes. Shortstop Sonny Jackson will be batting next as we play here in the bottom half of the third inning. Call strike by Jackson, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Weekly. Mets again tomorrow. Two more games left in the season. Tomorrow afternoon, and then on Sunday afternoon. Ball three, strike one, and the pitch by Jackson. Ball four, and Weekly has drawn a walk. That's a fourth base runner for the Colt 45. First one to reach on a walk. And here's Jackson again. Jackson lined out to first baseman Tim Harkness his first time around. Oh, Weekly at first with nobody out. Ball two low to Jackson, and it's one ball and no strikes. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Jackson pitched 10 complete games this year. He's pretty much of a workhorse for the Mets, getting his 34th start here at Colt Stadium tonight. Check at first by the left-hander. Pitch on the way, and it's a swing and a line drive. Little humpback liner, shortstop. No problem for Al Moran. Barely moved on it. Backed up a little bit for it. Jackson's out for the second time. He's lined out both times. That'll bring up Joe Morgan. Morgan went down swinging. He is one of the two strikeout victims that Jackson has picked up here tonight. New York Mets 8 and the Colt 45's nothing. Three runs in the second, five runs in the top half of this inning. Morgan ball low, breaking pitch in the dirt, dug out by Cannizzaro, and Weekly makes a little move on that one, but doesn't move on it. And it's one ball and no strikes on Morgan. Little southpaw. Al Jackson working for the Mets. And the stretch in the pitch, fly ball. That's hit into right center field, well up and not overly deep. Joe Christopher, the right fielder there. Dick Smith, the center fielder, along with him. And Christopher makes the play on it, and they're two down. Well, Morgan lofts a little fly ball to right field, and Jimmy Wynn will come on to bat. Wynn's had one of the three hits that Houston has had tonight off Jackson. Then he was caught stealing in the first inning. Wynn, right-handed batter. And Jackson's first pitch to him, big cut and a foul. Line drive, that's hit hard down the left side. Liner right over the coaching box. Bounces up off the stands down by the bullpen where Joe Horner continues to keep loose. He'll be on to pitch in the bottom half of the inning. One strike on Jimmy Wynn. With two outs, Johnny Weekly walking as a pinch batter. The pitch by Jackson, fly ball, fairly deep right field. But deep and a lot of room to move around. Christopher back for that one. Got it with a little lope on that one back toward the corner. And that retires the side. Wynn going the opposite side on that one. Goes into right field. And that retires the side. So Weekly is stranded. And at the end of three innings of play here at Colt Stadium, the New York Mets 8 and the Colt 45's nothing.